Good morning, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to Friday's edition of the LifePoint DriveCast. And today happens to be Valentine's Day, and if this comes as a surprise to you, well, hopefully, hey, consider yourself warned, and you still got time to pick up a card or something for your sweetheart. And in keeping in line with it being Valentine's Day today, the Apostle Paul includes a masterful poem about love in his letter to the Corinthians, and specifically I'm referring to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and oftentimes this poem is read at weddings, but in this poem, Paul defines the meaning, the true meaning of biblical love for a church that's not being so loving. And first, what Paul does for this church is he defines what love is. And he writes these familiar words, love is patient and kind. In other words, biblical love for Paul is a love that gives others the gift of our time. And also we rejoice with others when success comes their way, irregardless of whether or not we're experiencing success. And then Paul defines biblical love by what it is not. It does not envy others. It doesn't boast about ourselves. It's not arrogant or rude. It doesn't insist on always having our own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. And love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And then he ends the poem with this phrase, love never ends. And you can read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. And this masterpiece of the definition of biblical love, I mean, it deserves pondering over many cups of coffee or tea. And why, you might ask? Well, because for me, when I hear, read, or speak the word love, it's always associated with feelings. And not only feelings, but I also associate it with reciprocity. I love you because I know that I get something in return for my love. And yet what Paul describes for the Corinthians, it's nowhere close to being a feelings-based love. Agape is the term in the original language in the New Testament. And agape love is self-sacrificial love. It's given for the sake of others. And it's action-based. It's never feelings-based. And Paul says agape, it's patient, it's kind, it never boasts, it never resents, it rejoices with truth, it believes all things, it hopes, it endures. And these are not feelings that Paul's describing, but actions to do or actions to avoid. And my point is this, biblical love is demonstrative love. It's demonstrated by action, not feelings, because feelings, they're fickle. They come and they go. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, 8, agape, it never ends. Does God love you today? Of course he does. How can we tell? Well, listen to these words in Romans chapter 5, that God demonstrated his agape toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In the familiar words of John chapter 3, verse 16, Jesus says, for God so agapeoed the world that he gave his one and only Son. And this is how I know that God loves me. Not because he bases his love on how he feels about me day in and day out, but because he gave his Son for me, he demonstrated his love for me and for you by giving us Jesus the Son. And so it's time to land the plane, and I don't know how this DriveCast hits you this Valentine's Day. Maybe you're convicted over reading the Bible's teaching that we're called to love everyone, including the unlovable, and we might be beating ourselves up over the fact that we can't conjure up feelings love for others all the time. And yet Paul's concept of biblical love is that definition, which is agape, and it has very little to do with feelings and emotion, and everything to do with serving others, praying for others, giving to others without expecting anything from them in return. So let's close in prayer today. I invite you as always, to pray with me if you want to. Let's pray something like this together. Jesus, first, thank you for your unconditional love for me. Remind me that as a Christian, I'm called to do agape love, not feelings love. Feelings for others may or may not come, yet I'm called to love and serve others with the resources you've given me. Help me to see in others today opportunities and not distractions. Amen. And as always, I want to thank you for tuning in today. I hope that you have a safe and a happy weekend, and would remind you to do your best to worship with us at one of our four locations this coming Sunday, and tune in again Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.